I'm sitting here with Herb Stevenson at the Gestalt Institute of Cleveland this morning. And Herb, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Gestalt and where you've seen it impactful and useful in organizational development.
There's a lot of misunderstanding about what is Gestalt. Most people hear the word and they don't even know what it means, and it's often referred to as a form of holism or humanistic psychology. It's also referred to as something that refers to patterns. And generally what that does is create confusion. Gestalt psychology actually is based on perceptions. And it's saying that all of us have actually some unique ways that we all perceive the world. We often refer to them as filters. So when you bring that into an organizational perspective, if you support an individual, whether it be an executive or a consultant, to understand their own filters, how they're filtering in or filtering out information and data, it changes the form of intervention, it changes the way to evaluate data. And so a lot of times when we refer to Gestalt, a lot of people believe it as a self-awareness concept, which is true. If you create the self-awareness to understand how you filter yourself and ways that you can expand that self-awareness, the effect is you can be much more successful, a much more impactful leader, change agent, or as we refer to as intervener, because our belief is no change can occur without some kind of interruption to the system. Therefore, you have to intervene.
Where have you seen it useful or be impactful?
I do a lot of my work at executive levels, generally the C level, and a combination of my own self-awareness of how I filter or my various experiences, how they relate to other individuals, becomes very insightful, because then I can utilize that same model or pattern for myself to work with the client to help them see their filters. Oftentimes, it's a perception they just simply can't see. They can't understand why a behavior is no longer functional or effective. Oftentimes, social psychology says whatever behavior gets reinforced for the results we want, we will continue to do. So bullying, things of that nature often shows up at executive levels. Later, when they get to the C level, that's no longer an effective mechanism for leadership. So helping them to understand those types of things and create a self-awareness that there's other choices leads to their being more effective.
What do you see in terms of key or exciting developments in the field?
Most exciting development that I have for me is I'm working heavily with some other people who have Gestalt influence to expand some of their theories. For example, I'm working with Bill Torbert. He's the guy who created the action inquiry theory of development, both as individual leaders as well as for organizations. I'm seeing the Gestalt Institute have an active involvement or interest in that, because as we look at that, he'd studied with Fritz years ago, worked with NTL, so he knows Kurt Lewin's work, and so looking at how do we expand what he's done with what we've done at the Gestalt Institute to create what I hope to be a cutting-edge developmental model of executive leadership as well as executive and organizational development.
If folks want to learn more about either your work or the work of the Institute or learn more about Gestalt, where would you point them?
Well, they can go two places. The Gestalt Institute of Cleveland. It's gestaltcleve.org as a website, or just type in Google. Gestalt Institute of Cleveland would be a natural site. If you want to know about what I'm doing, I publish a lot of my articles on my website, which is clevelandconsultinggroup.com. And in either of those places, there would be a connection of what's being available for training, and various information would be useful.
Great. Well, Herb, thank you so much. It's great to be here with you this morning, and appreciate your time.
Thanks, Patrick.